the account of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes in St. John's account, as it were, precedes that wonderful discourse, else you might say almost a treatise in Eucharistic theology that he gave to the people when they followed him to Capernaum. They were looking for more good bread, free. And I'll ask them on that occasion, why are you looking for bread that only sustains you for 24 hours? Why don't you look for the bread that gives you everlasting life? And that became the beginning of the great discourse. Here we want to our attention is being called during Easter time to the significance of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, that our Lord indeed intends to sustain the life that he had restored to us. We go down into the tomb with our Lord, we die with him, then we know that we rise with him, never to die again unless we disunite ourselves from him. And as we go on to figure the raising to life is followed by a sustaining, a nutrition of that life, that life, by the eating of his flesh and the drinking of his blood. And that is what is symbolized in this great miracle. A miracle not for a few persons, but indeed is one of the instances of miracles that our Lord worked for everybody, to help us to understand and how much he has not only done already for us, but how much he will continue to do. And that if we remain as we're united to him simply, we will always, as it were, have a life that is sustained, a life that is the beginning of a life that will never end in heaven, a life that is full of happiness and joy. Let's reflect upon these things, that it is not our natural life that our Lord intends to sustain for forever, but as it were, he intends to call our attention to that which is still more profound and more mysterious, and yet so wonderful, that despite the fact that we die, we continue to live. He can tell us, as it were, as he told many disciples many times, who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood worthily will not die. I will raise him up on the last day. Let us once again call close to Our Lady, and ask her help to sustain us, guide us, especially when we are celebrating the Holy Eucharist and preparing to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, so that we might do so worthily. Understand that even though we will die physically, even though we will sacrifice our life as martyrs, we will continue to live and enjoy the glory of the Lord forever in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.